Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, February 23rd. First, our winter road report brought to you by Advance Marine and Power Sports. They're your local Yamaha dealer in Grey Bruce, offering full service in a professional atmosphere. Highways and county roads in Grey Bruce are partly snow-covered with slippery sections. Visibility ranges from good to fair. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the federal government has now ended its use of the Emergencies Act. The act was put to use to address anti-mandate blockades and protests after weeks of a blockade in Ottawa that police had not dispersed until this past weekend. Trudeau said this afternoon order has been restored and the blockades and occupation are over.
We are confident that existing laws and bylaws are now sufficient to keep people safe. Of course, we'll continue to be there to support provincial and local authorities if and when needed. And I want to reassure Canadians. Law enforcement agencies are prepared to deal with anyone engaging in unlawful or dangerous activities.
The Senate was still debating right up until this afternoon on Monday's House of Commons vote in favor of the Act. The Conservatives and Bloc were against using it, and the Liberals and NDP voted for it. Trudeau says the Act will be revoked officially when the Governor General signs the proclamation in the coming hours. An inquiry will begin within 60 days, which is part of the process when the Act is invoked. The South Bruce Grey Health Centre is hosting a virtual community information session to share the latest update on its nursing recruitment and retention action plan. The meeting is set for this evening at 6 o'clock. You can participate by Zoom video conference or watch a live stream on South Bruce Grey Health Centre's Facebook page. You can also join by telephone. To do that, call 370-2400, extension 2214. Due to a staffing shortage as of December 27, 2021, the Walkerton Hospital Emergency Department reduced its hours to close overnight from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. The Chesley Hospital began closing its ER overnight back in 2019. Grey Bruce OPP say several road signs have been stolen in Chatsworth Township. They say the Negro Creek Road sign was taken from the corner of Negro Creek Road and Concession Road 3B. A 60-kilometer-per-hour sign was taken from Concession Road 2 south of Side Road 60, and a Watch for Children sign was taken from Negro Creek Road east of Highway 6. Police are asking anyone with information to contact Grey Bruce OPP or Crime Stoppers. The municipality of Meaford says stormy weather has caused delays in its waste collection schedule from yesterday and today. They say if your garbage was not collected yesterday, it's been rescheduled to have garbage bags only collected tomorrow. Blue and green recycling bins will be collected on your next regularly scheduled day next week. If you have garbage out today, Miller Waste Services is experiencing delays because of changing weather and road conditions. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 163 points to 20,744. The Dow Jones is down 464 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.51 U.S. cents, up 0.20 of a cent. And the price of oil is $92.12, up 21 cents a barrel. Time now for a check on sports. Here's Matt Hermes.
Thank you and good afternoon. Five games in the National Hockey League tonight. Three Canadian teams in action. Montreal is looking to make it four straight wins as it plays host to the Buffalo Sabres. Edmonton's at Tampa Bay and the Winnipeg Jets visit the Dallas Stars. 7:30 start times for all three of those games. Toronto Maple Leafs return to action tomorrow night at home against the Minnesota Wild. After a 4-3 loss in overtime to the Columbus Blue Jackets last night, the Leafs have dropped three in a row. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Owen Sound Attack will look to right the ship tonight in a home game against the London Knights. The Attack entered the game on a 7-game skid. Puck drop at the Bayshore this evening is set for 7 p.m. In women's soccer, Canada fell 1-0 to Spain today at the Arnold Clark Cup. And it's another off night in the NBA. The league is set to return from its All-Star break tomorrow. First game back for the Toronto Raptors is Friday against the Charlotte Hornets.